The Voice Inside Our Head. This is the third part of a three-part series on this subject. And in this part three, I want to cover the importance of a positive mindset, standing in a positive future. So, what was the relevance of the golfing description regarding Tiger Woods in parts one and two? Why did I use that as an example? The reason is that there are many similarities between success in top-level sport and success for you as a business person. Top-level sporting success is much more about the mental processes and execution rather than simply physical fitness and technique. Fitness and technique in top sport are a given. It is the mental performance levels that determine success within top-level sport. And it's certainly the same in business. To succeed in business, you need to outthink your competition, and you need to think extremely effectively as a leader, and most importantly, assist your people to acquire those skills themselves. And the more you can do that, the less you will have to carry your own business, the more you'll have a team that will propel your business forward as a group with yourself as the leader. Personally, I was never anything like as good a golfer as Tiger Woods, but as a teenager, I was a single figure representative player, and that was at quite a young age. And I've studied the game of golf in detail, including its mental aspects, for many, many years. 38 years later, I can confirm that all the mental and physical disciplines that I learnt in golf and have applied and continue to apply have been critical and remain critical in terms of my success within business. They were a fantastic grounding, in many ways better than any formal training or degree that I've ever completed. So that concludes this three-part series. I hope that was of use to you. Thank you very much.